You are beyond the basement with Jim Jam, Amy, and Yeti. Johnny's not here. He was abducted by aliens, or I killed him in an attempt to practice necromancy because it is spooky season. It's finally fucking my favorite month of the year. It's got the two most important holidays of the year, my birthday and Halloween. And today we're gonna talk to Amy about this cool project she's got going on. And we're going to talk about ghosts here in this great state of Tennessee. Talk about some haunted locations, talk about some ghosts, maybe tell some ghost stories. It's going to be a good one, guys. So strap in. And don't forget, we got the merch, TeePublic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got a sale going on right now. What's that promo code? 30 off horror basement, something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. We got stickers, we got fucking, you know how TeePublic does. It's shirts, it's hoodies, it's stickers, it's fucking tote bags.
30 off Horror Basement Podcast.
Yeah, 30 off Horror Basement Podcast gets you 30% off your total order. Go get you some merch. Coming soon to the merch store is the first in my personal line of killer quotes. It's a picture, it's a silhouette of a Ruger 10/22 rifle with a scope on it with the quote, I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. There's two versions. One that just says, I don't like Mondays. One that says, I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. It's a quote from Brenda Spencer. She was a mass shooter. And it's funny. So, yeah, let's fucking get on the show.
Oh, yeah. Amy, let's hear about what you got going on with Dawn.
We always accompany y'all to these haunts every season. So Dawn and I have decided to do a little, I guess, our own kind of review of what we think of haunts after at the end, and give little snippets of what y'all can see at the haunts. This works out well. We're hoping to really get into actually go to haunted sites in around Tennessee. Right now we're doing Gorgeous School Dead on Arrival for Halloween. Checking out all these haunts around here.
So we have one video up so far, and it's from Slaughterhouse, right?
Yes, that was our first kind of breakout, testing the waters. We were at a comfortable location at Slaughterhouse in Hermitage. We've pretty much been there
every year for a while now.
Even when I was a teenager, that was, you know, Slaughterhouse was the place to go, and still is.
You can check that video out on TN Horror News' YouTube channel. They also have one, hopefully releasing sometime next week from where?
Yeah, Miller's Thriller. Gorgeous School was on site at Miller's Thrillers in Columbia. That has really kicked in that it's haunt season. After a lot of
time. Talk about getting your ass whooped. Yeah. Big boy right here, damn about died.
I say it's not for the faint of heart, literally. Like, you guys.
It's like a, I swear to God, I think it's like 45 minutes to walk through that damn thing. At some point, I was like, I'm done. But I didn't say that. But in my mind, I was thinking, fuck, I'm done. I'm good.
No, I waked up at the beginning doing the damn paintball. I mean, these guys. Carol Moore, for one, your hype man, number one hype man that I think I've ever come in contact with. They get you all hyped up to shoot some zombie.
Oh, yeah. When he gets in the character, Yeti, man, he gets in the character.
He does
really well with it.
And then you get, like, herded. I mean, seriously, herded onto these military trucks strapped with paintball guns.
And there was even a guy dressed up like he was playing the character of Mr. T.
Perfect. Can't give away too much. But yeah, it was I mean, perfect. Sounded, looked, acted, and 80s A team.
Yeah, it was awesome. Because I about fell onto the truck.
Yeah, seriously, they heard you through these, like, small little, like, felt like paddle.
Yeah.
And they have a gangplank they put out over on the military truck. Yeah.
Yeah. It's flimsy as hell, so it really makes you,
big boy.
It's just flimsy for me, okay?
I'd be like, no, this is going to break.
That's what I ask. Anytime there's something that I feel like might be weak, I'm like, hey, is this fat boy friendly?
Yeah. Well,
he did what's out on one part.
Man, they had a fucking slide. Man, the last time I did a slide, I swear to, man, my ass, I slammed onto it, and it hurt so damn bad. I swear to God, I think I almost ruptured my butthole. It was terrible, man. It hurt so fucking bad. And yeah, I saw that they had this, and I was like, I let people go in front of me, and I was like, when everybody got past me, I was like, is there a way to walk around this? Because I am not sliding down this damn slide. And this big girl, while I was standing there, she got in there. She had to kind of like almost wobble in there sideways. And I'm bigger than her. And I was like, that would be me times 10.
Yeah.
Once she hit that slide, this slide is like to put Crisco on this motherfucker. I swear to God, dude. She hit that motherfucker and she was gone.
Yeah. I can attest to that.
And she shot out that. Amy saw her come out the bottom. She shot out that motherfucker like a cannon. She hit the gravel. And I'm like, oh, man, I would have been hurting worse than I already was. So I said, fuck this. They were down there, come on, Jimmy, screaming at me. And I come walking around.
Have you ever seen Norbit?
Oh, boy.
With Chris Fuchsia, Murphy movie. He plays two characters. Yeah, and she comes out that water slide and just straight out the fence. Yeah,
that'd be me, probably.
Yeah, for big folks, there's only two ways that could go. You can go shooting out the bottom, or you can get stuck somewhere in the middle. They got to send a rescue team, call the fire department.
I told Amy, I swear to God, if I would have done that, I would have been like, I'd been laying on that fucking ground like, man, damn, gotta go. I'm not getting up.
I'm a big girl, but I've been a big girl for a while, and I'm athletic. I said, you just put them feet out and slow yourself down.
I uploaded Yeti's design, I Don't Like Monday shirt, so it's available now.
Woo!
There you go, Yeti.
Hell yeah.
Sorry it took so long.
It's fine. Took me a while to get around to it. I'm working on a whole line, man. A whole lot of, for those of us with darker humor. Yeah, I want to do a Jim Jones shirt and maybe some Manson stuff, some Bundy stuff. It'll be great.
We can call it Yeti's serial killer series.
Yeah. Killer quotes.
There you go. Yeah, I'll actually put that in the description of it.
I apologize ahead of time because I talk with my hands. So you did though.
About what?
We're sending like.
Oh my! Okay. I don't know if you know, but my little sister is on OnlyFans now. My little sister is an amateur porn star, pretty much. And my daughter had a pink T-shirt that Amy cut the sides out of and tied it together and made it. Customized the Tennessee Horror News shirt.
Yeah.
So my daughter has outgrown it, and my little sister is still the size of a 12-year-old girl. So it would fit her perfect. So I asked her if she would like to promote us while doing her OnlyFans thing. So people, please don't think that's weird or not, because I'm not going to see this stuff. But her OnlyFans, maybe she can wear that and drive us some traffic.
Shit, I'm there for it. So,
she could do a regular picture too for Instagram. She, and then she can do whatever on her OnlyFans.
Is she on Instagram?
Yeah,
He's got to approve the, you know.
Yeah. What's her at?
Yeah, promo to for a little sister for her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But hold on, I'm getting it right here. Here, Yeti. Hold on, I'll show you.
Huh. Oh. Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, that's all Yeti's will say. Yeah, I sent you that. But you know, hey, I support my family 100%, and so we can throw it out there. Hey, Amber, we're gonna promote your OnlyFans for you right here on the basement.
Hell yeah.
She's advertising you.
Hey man, any way you can get your money, get your fucking money, you know.
That's right.
I'm all about it.
The first time I was like, hey sis, make that paper, boo boo.
Yeah, no shit.
She's got family to support.
Yeah, and that shit, man, that shit is work. Yeah. Sex work is work. That's fucking, I know a few personally, and they, man, they deal with so much bullshit. Dudes are fucking gross, by the way.
Some of the shit that I've watched, like, yeah, I can totally see that. They've got to get that from, that idea from somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just people the fucking,
actually act like that.
The fucking messages that these women get, guys. If you are sending fucking out of line messages to women online because they're showing a little skin, be better. Well, for fuck's sake.
All right. That's uncalled for. Here we go. All right. Her OnlyFans name is XXX Amethyst XXX. And it's 666 to get in there. The OnlyFans, that not nothing else. Says 1.1k likes. So.
Yeah, she's
posting. She's been posting on her Instagram that she's in the top 8%. So
nice.
So yeah.
Yeah.
There's that.
So now that we made Jimmy feel super awkward, let's talk about ghosts.
Speaking of things.
Yeah. This morning, I've just been kind of kicking back. And since Johnny had a lot of cool space stuff pulled for the episode and stuff, but things happened, you know. And so we're going to save that. We're going to save that for when Johnny's here. But I've been watching Haunted Tennessee stuff all morning, and there is so much, like, it's amazing how much history and how much, like, paranormal stuff is really going on here. Apparently in Pittsburgh, there's this hospital that was closed down.
South Pittsburgh.
It's yeah.
About 35 minutes away from us. It's on the outskirts of Chattanooga, but
the hospital was open, I think, in the 50s. It's like a nonprofit medical facility. It was opened by like a trio of doctors who just wanted to heal people or whatever. And it ran for a while, and then it was kind of replaced by a hospital that opened up, like a big modern hospital that opened up not too far away. But like, there's like a huge variety of activity in there because, you know, a lot of people die in the hospital and shit. So you got the ghosts who want to communicate. And you got the ones who are just like, get out of my room, leave me alone. Which is kind of cool because a lot of what you see is like a residual haunting. It's just like a snapshot of the past or something that's playing over and over again. And it's these ghosts are more like images than anything. But when you get stuff like this, it's like they still have some intelligence to them. and they still have a personality. And some of them just want to be left the fuck alone. And others are really chatty and want to talk. And there was this scene. It's from a documentary that's on YouTube. It's Haunted Tennessee or something like that. And it's like an hour and a half long. But they were doing a recreation in one of the hospital rooms of a heart attack. An old girl was laying on the hospital bed, and she said she could feel, like, in her chest, like the muscles felt like her muscles were set, like a heart surgery. Like shit was like, she said it would be really weird for her to have like a random muscle contraction right then, you know? So there's a lot of stuff going on there. And then you got the actual Hermitage mansion is supposedly super haunted by Andrew Jackson, which is good. I hope his soul is trapped here on Earth and he will never be able to rest. Fuck that guy and fuck his entire lineage. But his there's a lot of slaves that haunt the place because, you know, there's no better soup to make a ghost than fucking a slave's violent life followed by a presumably violent death. I mean, you know, nobody died peacefully, you know? So you got slaves kind of wandering the grounds there. One of my favorites is right in my backyard. It's the Fortress of Faith. We went out there and we did an interview on it. Like, goddamn, how long has that been? Like 2 years ago?
That's been a good little minute.
Yeah, sure. It's been a while. It's been a couple of years. We went out and interviewed the guy who built it, built the whole thing by hand, and he's like heard voices, like he's directed by spirits to build, directed by God, and like weird images started taking shape inside the mortar cement. And it's just really, it was like this combination of like comic stuff. Like there's, you know, paintings of the Simpsons and shit and Snoopy. And there's also like Egyptian stuff. And there's also like esoteric things like eyes above doorways and shit. And there's a lot of like little, he had molded solo cups, like filled solo cups with cement and made little things to go around the tops of the walls and stuff. But
wow,
that place is fucking spooky.
See, I'll get the feels there, see what's coming on.
Yeah, I guess it's anybody can visit it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go there during the daytime. You can go there anytime you want. You go in and there's always a light on in this one room, and it's kind of like the entry room. You go in, there's usually a radio like tuned to a country music station, and there's a light on, and there's just a big like 5-subject notebook there for as a guest book, and there's a bunch of like documentations and stuff on the walls. Like he had sent a photo of a spirit standing in a doorway to UT, to like there's all these letters from like Congress, from the Smithsonian, from UT and stuff, and it's all talking about how they can't debunk the spirit in the picture. There's like, I want to say 8 or 10 official letters with letterheads and shit there, just saying like we have no idea what's going on in this picture. And there's some more documentation, some photos and stuff. You know, it's kind of like your visitor center. But you step out of that room and you go in, and the vibe changes through the doorway. And it just gets like kind of skin tingly and oppressive. And when I was there last time, I looked up and there's a big old fucking snake coiled up in the rafters. And
that was creepy.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me because I looked up and there he was. He's kind of, his head just kind of hanging off. He was just kind of hanging out there. Cause I mean, it's in the woods. It backs up against forest. So, I mean, you're going to get critters and stuff, but there was another room where he said it was like a dry cellar for vegetables and stuff. But like stepping from that room into the dry cellar was just like, it's like a whole other, the vibe changes from room to room. And that fucking room gave me chills. I felt like I was being watched from the corners. There's a throne room in the castle, and me and our friend Becky both were touched by something. Something pulled her hair, and I felt something tug the back of my shirt while we were in the throne room. And in that place it's really cool. Like it's in Greenback, Tennessee. Just look up Fortress of Faith or Greenback Castle or whatever. And it's way off the beaten path. And like I said, you can go out there anytime during the day. You have to talk to the proprietor to get permission, because it is private property to go out there at night. But if you can catch Junior while he's out there, he's an old man, but he is just the sweetest, and he will talk your ear off. He is excited. It doesn't matter who you are. He is excited to see you.
Well, I will link the original. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. It took me this long. I've been this whole time looking for it. I will link the video of that in this video. On.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. He'll probably be willing to let people come do overnight stuff, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I've seen a couple of. Like on YouTube, there's different paranormal guys have been out there and done stuff. And he told me that they had had a couple of overnights. He said people usually don't stay.
Pittsburgh does overnights.
You got to pay out the ass to do it. That's pretty expensive.
Yeah, this is the castle is also completely free, but there is a donation box. And I urge you, if you do go out there, drop some cash in the donation box. Like, you know, it's not a wealthy area, and Junior's not a wealthy man. And a lot of this is like reclaimed materials and stuff. And it's all built by one man by the sweat of his brow. Like fucking, he said he didn't even use a tape measure. He just gets a plan in his mind and starts going. Like all these different rooms are just kind of slapped together. It's, I don't know. It's a really cool place.
Would you say almost kind of like the Winchester House?
It in a way, yeah. That he just felt the need to just build. Like he said in the beginning, it's kind of funny. He said that because his old house place is right there, and it's kind of old, like maybe a one bedroom, like a small house, and he said that he decided that he was going to build him a castle so he could get chicks. He started this like as a much younger man. Yeah. So he started it so he could have a castle so he could get chicks. And somewhere in there, he heard the voice of God, and God told him to build the castle for him. And that's the throne room. Is the place where Jesus will sit when he comes back at the end times. There's two places like that here in this area. There's that one, and then there's the Millennium House right here in Maryville, Alcoa area, where it's a fucking for real fortress. I'm talking like 18-inch thick concrete walls. On Labor Day or Memorial Day every year, they do an open house where you can come in and they'll show you around. And they've got like an armory of medieval weapons and shit. And that place is just spook central from the time you go in until the time you leave. But it's like the guy told me that the roof is like 2 or 3 feet thick. He said you could land a helicopter or something on the roof, and if you were inside, you'd never know. Like, it's built like that. But there's also, in the back, there is a throne room, because it was built before the turn of the century. So it was built, you know, preparing for the millennium, the end times and shit. But there is a throne room for Jesus for when he came back at the year 2000. So, like, if Jesus does come back, he's got some real estate here in Tennessee he can fucking pick up.
So... He's got a house in every state.
But yeah, we definitely got to set something up. We all go out to the Fortress of Faith.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. Like I want to do an overnight out there. I want to do.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. Sorry.
Yeah, I want to do an overnight out there and do a full investigation, and I also want to do one in Rugby. And I'm not even sure where the fuck Rugby is, but it was this little community that they had built. It was like this English guy was like, oh, well, I'm gonna buy up this big chunk of land. All right, we're gonna get these investors to come in, we're gonna buy up this big chunk of land, we're gonna call it Rugby, and it's gonna be a community of gentlemen farmers. So he gets all these fancy boys from England to come over here to be farmers in Tennessee. They don't know how to farm, right? They just think it'll be a neat little rustic thing, but they still like hang out at the pub all night. You know, like most of the buildings in this place is fucking hotels and taverns. So they're still out drinking all night, thinking they can come home and run a farm. And like, not only do they not know how to farm, it's like really shitty land for farming. So that didn't last long. And then like, there's a typhoid outbreak that just fucking burned through that place and killed a bunch of people. Typhoid fever?
Yeah.
Typhus?
Oh, I've never heard of
it. Yeah, it's fucking bad, man. And it came through and just, it's one of those things that, like, when it hits a community, it fucking decimates everything in its path. So there's a bunch of people that died there, and they're going through these, like, I watched a video this morning, the people going through these houses, and, like, it's super active. And it's like they were communicating with ghosts. Like they had some little doodad with a bunch of lights on it. And when the ghosts would make it light up for stuff, and they set a pocket flashlight, like a tactical flashlight kind of thing. They set it down and turned it on, and it was like, you know, if blah blah blah, turn the light off, and they turn it off, and you know, I don't know. That's kind of a place I want to go to. Because the whole town.
I was thinking, go ahead. I mean, you have thought.
It kind of reminded me of like the village. Because it didn't have built all shit. That's the place that has all the like little Victorian buildings. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about to go back to the Fortress of Faith. We could just all just bring out some camping chairs or whatever. Just chill in the middle of the fucking fortress at night and just bullshit and see what we can hear.
Maybe set up, maybe get some game cameras and just post them up in different places.
I got a Wyze camera. How good is the signal out there for like service, cell phone service?
It's not terrible.
Okay, because I got the Wyze camera. It's got night vision on it. But I would have to have someone turn their mobile hotspot on so it'll work, because it only records through Wi-Fi and connects to your phone, and it just stores on your phone mainly. But it's a good thing because I can use it with a battery pack instead of have it actually, because it's got a, you know, you can use it's a micro USB.
Yeah.
So I just plug that in another end into my battery pack, and it actually works.
Fuck yeah.
So we can use that damn thing. How far is that from you?
Kingsport?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were supposed to go to a cryptid convention there, wasn't it? One year.
Oh, a couple years ago. Is that where that was?
Yeah, it was. Was it the Sasquatch Festival?
Yeah, it was like a couple hours anyway, 2 or 3 hours, something like that. That sounds about right.
What's in Kingsport?
There was some tunnel or something that there was supposedly a mass murder.
Is that the one that's got all the spray paint on the outside of it that you see a picture of?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's like a murder hid in the tunnel or something. It kind of sound like another version of like that old Cropsey myth, like the guy who escaped from the mental asylum and murdered kids in a bunny suit or something.
Is it still used as a drive to you can actually drive through, or is it closed off?
I don't know how.
Well, hell, maybe we can go there too and just set up like that. Okay, I see. Maybe there's some land where you can actually sit on.
Denzibar Tunnel, Kingsport.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be locations for y'all to. And the Yeti Hill, since we'd be so close, maybe y'all can come out too and just do like we do, or going to do at the Fortress of Faith and just chill and have cameras set up and stuff. I also got a GoPro I can set up.
Hell yeah. In one version of the legend, Edward led a homeless man into his home as an act of charity. The guest tried to steal jewelry and Edward confronted him with a gun. The thief grabbed Edward's baby daughter to use as a shield, ran out of the house. When he got away, he drowned the baby in the tunnel.
Oh, wow. So I bet that would be some definite activity.
Yeah, in the second version, it was Edward Sensabaugh went mad and killed his entire family and threw their bodies in the tunnel. Which was the most accurate. Sensabaugh lived to an old age, not dying until the 50s, and had none of his children die as babies. By the time he grew old, vandals and teens taken to using the tunnel for their fun. Edward wasn't happy about it, so he would hide at one end of the tunnel and fill it with an eerie shriek, scaring off anyone hiding inside, thus beginning the legend of the Sensabaugh Tunnel. Legend has it, if you switch off your car engine in the middle of the tunnel, it won't switch back on. Some say you can also hear the baby's cry of the approaching footsteps of Edward himself. Some have even claimed when driving through the tunnel, the shadow of a woman appears in your back seat. I mean, so it's like a hodgepodge of fucking urban legends. I feel like something has to be, one of them has to be true, right?
Well, hopefully not the boring one. Maybe we can do that if there's a holiday weekend sometime where we're off on Monday, we can go to Knoxville for the weekend and just not sleep at these locations because I need power for my CPAP. But yeah, there's shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can ever afford me one of those battery packs that hook up to my CPAP, then yeah, I'll sleep in the car. I'm not sleeping in no damn tent though.
Nah, fuck that.
An air mattress don't stay up for my big ass all night.
No.
Anybody knows of a fat boy air mattress out there that won't leak over the night? Comment below or message us and let me know because I need that shit.
Yeah, the article said that I read, don't go out there alone just for the simple fact that the locals will fuck with you. So, they're taking full advantage of getting their kicks.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh, here's these fucking tourists.
Yeah. My sister just texted back and said, it's cool that we promoted her OnlyFans on here because I asked her if not, then I would edit it out.
Tell her I said accept my follow. No.
Yeti said he's going to subscribe. Oh.
Trying to follow her on Instagram at least. Shit. Yeah, for support.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited for haunt season this year. I'm probably not going to get out to a lot, but I'm really excited to see what Screamville's doing.
I'm excited to hear your story in the sitting in the car waiting or whatever.
Yep. I got that will be up on the YouTube later today. So like by the time you're hearing this, it's already up. You can go check it out. It's a story called See You Soon. I wrote it for Screamville. They're doing because of COVID and restrictions and stuff, and they're wanting to play it safe. What they're doing this year, which is really smart, I think, is they're taking you go through at the beginning as you drive in, they'll get your contact information, and you just go park in their giant parking lot, and they're doing like FM transmissions of narrated stories. So they got some short stories that they had somebody who did really great on the narration, and some ambient noise and sound effects and stuff. So you'll be able to hear spooky stories as you wait for your bubble to be called. So you'll go in with your group, so you're not mixed around with a bunch of strangers and shit. So you can know that you're still say socially distanced and shit. So you can go in, and all they're doing, they're cleaning everything, and they're working masks into the haunt and stuff too. So, but I'm just interested to see how they work around everything, because Knox County does have a lot of restrictions and regulations and stuff, because it's So that's gonna be fun to see. I'm looking forward to getting out there with you guys this next weekend and really seeing it. Man, I love Screamville, man. Screamville is one of my favorite haunts that I've ever been to, because it's just such a cool, and I hope that they were able to keep that super chill atmosphere. Doug puts a lot into this haunt. As soon as it's done, as soon as the season's over, he's working on next season. Like, this dude is tirelessly working on Screamville, and it shows.
Oh yeah, well that's one thing that you have to, if you're a independent, I like to say independent haunt owner.
Then yeah.
If you have a regular job too, you have to pretty much start right after haunt season. Yeah. If they're wanting to, because most haunts like Slaughterhouse, they did a complete transformation. Like everything is moved around, new scenes, all this. You can tell it's a different haunt, it feels like, or whatever. How am I trying to word that? Whatever. But it's hard to tell it's the same haunt as.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You have to. I feel like you always, to be successful, you've got to change stuff. Because no one's going to want to come back to the same haunt every year.
Yeah, you gotta keep it fresh. And he's got like a storyline that's like laid in behind everything that like nobody really knows except for like Doug and the people who help him work on shit. So like he's got a narrative that he's building here with these different setups every year, which is really cool. Speaking of Slaughterhouse, though, I want to go there in the off season. I want to go and fucking investigate the Slaughterhouse.
Well, there is a guy got murdered there. I asked Stacy about it, and she don't want to conjure up nothing. So she has to be in there by herself a lot. She wants to leave the spirits be if they're, still there. Because I asked her about that, if we could come in and investigate. And she said that, Jimmy, I'm sorry, but I have to be in there by myself enough. And we all hear creepy stuff all the time. Sure. Don't want to intensify that. Because I say if you start interacting with it, because she says they ignore it. If you start interacting with it, you would probably definitely get more activity.
Yeah. Because a lot of them, they'll feed on, your interaction. They feed on your fear. They feed on the energy you give off.
That would be cool though, because that could be a revenue draw. Maybe charge people in the off season to come in and But then she might be afraid they might, you know, fuck up her haunt stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless she just, you know, did a guided tour of it.
A lot of these haunted.
Maybe I could bring that up to her, but I guess I would kind of be like, yeah, I'm gonna have to be in here by myself. I don't want a fucking ghost fucking with me while I'm trying to do work on the haunt. But also look at this, you know, you can make money on your haunt in the off season as well.
Yeah.
They got
a lot going on, so they probably Cineplex. They do have the dinner and the movie and the Cineplex and stuff during the haunt.
Yeah. Off.
But I don't know. I might bring it up to her and just like, just put a plant a seed. You should do maybe haunt tours in the off season for actual hauntings and spirits and whatnot.
But that like a month or something.
Yeah.
Just do a couple throughout the year.
Yeah. But let's see. I don't know. Is there any other haunts in Knoxville that you want to visit?
I mean, there's a Dead Man's Farm. They moved to a different part of Tennessee. They're still not far away. They're all right, but like I don't know. I just prefer the vibe of Screamville. It feels more like a. Feels more like home, you know what I'm saying? Dead Man's Farm is usually a good haunt, and last year they had a whole midway with like fire breathers and fucking several different places you can go and little games and stuff. It's like a spooky carnival.
Yeah, that's what Sellers is. They have a midway and fire breathers. They even have the little ball or blow up balls you put on and you run into each other. For the kids to play around in, and if adults, if you can fit in them, they got to do it. They got a stage where they do like every hour they do a scream queen contest or scream contest. And then they have like people that play drums on 55 gallon plastic drums.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Pay just $10 to get into like midway and chill and watch the concerts and contests. And
then it's a ticket, and we got to do the zombie hayride, the paintball thing. We got to go to the midway, and we went through the woods for $35.
But it's not bad at all.
If you pay $45, you know, you get a slash pass with it.
Yeah.
That was I don't remember, but if you want to check it out, MillerStrillers.com, you can see the prices. But we paid $35 because it would have been an extra $100 on top of what we've already paid.
Yeah, fuck all that.
So we had to wait in line for a good little minute, but it was worth it, though.
Yeah, it's part of it. Yeah,
you got the queue line actors as well that kind of interact with you. And, I think the paintball is their main attraction.
And because it should have been completely opposite.
Yeah, I don't know how many paintball haunted attractions there is around here. That's the only one I really know. I know, I think there was Clarksville one. There was a Clarksville one at one time. I don't know if they still do it or not, but you know, I'm sure there's a lot more around the country. But just here in Tennessee, though, Miller Strillers is really I know of.
You'd have to pay me a lot to be like, all right, go run around out in this field and get shot by paintballs. Like, no. I think they
pay them $10 an hour.
Every shot. Pretty much, except for I had one hand shot, was like straight nut shot.
She was going for the nuts on all of them. Even if it was a boy or girl, she was just shooting for the crotch. She had glow-in-the-dark paintball, so it's almost like tracer rounds.
Oh, shit.
So you could see the balls flying and hitting them. So, like, yeah, it was...
This was the largest spinny tunnel
The tunnel, the one offers your vision and makes you feel like you're falling over.
I'm telling you, what, like 3 stories tall?
Yeah, both times, because they had 2 of them in there. I close my eyes all the way through.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do, too. I close my eyes when I go through those. I can't with that shit.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. I fucked up my opened a little bit halfway through, and it got me a little bit, and I was like, oh.
Nope.
She kept looking at the floor. I'm like looking straight ahead.
I closed my eyes, gone to the rails, and walked.
Yeah.
That's a cheap buzz right there. Look.
What? Shit, that's not me. I'm just like, at that point, too, I was 40 minutes in, I think, you know, walking up to it. I was over it, buddy.
Oh, I don't know. Felt like I drank half a pint.
We got through the circus part. This is a, by the way, made it this far. Obviously, this is all over the fucking place podcast today.
Yeah.
We don't have Johnny to really reel me in.
Yeah.
Keep me on track.
Flow of conscience
kind of part. But I think it'll be it's a fun episode regardless.
Yeah. I'm having a good time. Fuck them.
It's haunted.
It's haunt season. It's spooky season. It's I love this time of year, man.
Really good.
So I'm much.
Because it's actually staying pretty cool for how.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like weird nice. Like,
but Wednesday and Thursday here, it's going to get up to the 80s. But the night is still going to be cool. So if you're a third shifter, you're fine. You're not going to experience this 80 degrees. But at least at night, though, during the weekends is when it really counts for me or anybody that goes to haunts, because you will still have to throw on a hoodie.
Yeah.
Even though I was dripping sweat last night because I'm very insulated.
Yeah.
I was steaming. So I was like, Ron took a picture of me. I was steaming because I had my hood up trying to hide steam, and my hood got soaking wet.
God damn.
It was cool outside. So it got, when I cooled off, sat down after the hunt, I sat down on the bench and just sat there. And my whole hoodie was like wet from sweat. I looked back and I could just see steam rising off of it. God, I am hot as hell.
And angry as hell, too.
Yeah. But that's not my own fault. I got to work on the whole stamina thing. It's my favorite time of the year, and I can't be letting my laziness kill my haunts, you know, season or whatever.
Yeah.
Couple miles a day, and he's not even doing
yeah. But anyways, I think after Screamville, do we have any idea where y'all going?
I want to Netherworld. I mean, Atlanta.
Well, Netherworld, man. That's at that is no. I'm just saying that is in Stone Mountain now. They moved. But if you got to be living under a rock if you don't know what Netherworld is. Well, I guess really not everybody's into haunts, but Netherworld would be considered, as a lot of the haunters I know, the haunt museum, because they have Hollywood type sets and their actors look like you would see something in a horror movie.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this is the place that you always see on the, you know, the Travel Channel stuff around here. Spooky locations or haunted houses or whatever. Pretty much Netherworld is always the number one.
Always in search of. I want to just spread out.
Yeah, that's what one thing we're trying to do this year is go to haunts we haven't been to, which our first we haven't been to.
Been for a few. Now, I've been trying to get him to take me to Sauce Furnaces in Alabama.
It's actually haunted, but it's a haunted house as well for during Halloween season or haunt season. So, well, we're going to try to make it down there, you know, hit up maybe a couple on a Saturday.
They have, like, of course, they've got the haunt through the furnace area.
Oh, they got a huge setup though.
Free for all, where zombies are chasing you. It's like a 5K or something. Town assembly, not long.
I'm sitting out on that one.
Yep.
Zombies chasing.
They also have like what they call the Roadkill Cafe. I think it was where you know you can just go buy your food and all that.
To do some shit like that. I want interactive stuff, you know.
That's understandable.
It's that one, and I've never seen it advertised. They may not do it again, you know, do it anymore. But that camping one.
Oh, did you hear about that? Where you go camping and you and they'll cut open the tent and like it's like a like you're in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
And you can choose your level.
Level of intensity, I guess. But I'm out on that. Amy can do that shit.
Then they've got the what they call it that's playing like a horror movie, and that's your.
My ass will be out that motherfucker. They be slashing over stuff, and I'm still like.
I'm the fastest person when it comes to that.
Like, it's not working. He's not getting out. Is he dead? Go away, motherfucker. I'm trying to sleep.
You're sleeping. You're not just sleeping. He's already dead.
But well, that would be pretty cool, you know, especially to sit back and be able to watch people get fucked with while they're trying to sleep or something.
Oh, man, that would be super cool.
But
I'd be out there I'd be breaking all the rules. I'd be drinking, we smoking, we fucking. I'd be like, come and get me.
The horror movie tropes, though.
Yeah. That's
part of it. Hey, you gotta be drinking, gotta be fucking, gotta be smoking weed or something. It's all a part of it. And, you know, try if you're gonna be fucking, at least go in your tent.
I mean,
unless
yeah.
Unless it's like one of those kinky ones. So it's just a guy's orgy.
They had some that were like, they had like the extreme level where your tent was almost so many, you know, feet from.
So it gives you the feel like you're almost alone.
Oh, shit.
And there was only, what, two people in that one? And then the other tent, like regular tents, had like four people, and they were kind of clustered together.
What was that? I think we did a movie of the week for the horror basement, though. That one that they thought they were on that, or they was doing that.
Kind of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what it would be like. But
anytime me and my friends were in high school, you know, heard of any kind of spooky shit, we'd go check it out. And it was just a whole farmhouse. There was no way to get there except through this dried up creek on the back end of this cemetery. So we're like, oh shit, yeah, let's load up and go. One night, you know, live in the country, you had a few beers, you could do some stupid shit. So me, two of my friends drive out to Mulberry. Can't miss it. It's just a mile on the highway, and that's it. Pull off in the cemetery, easy to find. I start going down through the creek bed, and I come up this little gravel path, and there's a light come on in the cemetery. So my friends are looking back at that like, oh shit, you know, we're not supposed to be here. Well, I turn around and look at the road. And there's like an apparition in front of me. And all of a sudden, just fog covers just the hood level, about a foot top of my hood to about the wheel well of my vehicle. Fog in this horrible, like death, like dead rat and earth. And as soon as I screamed, they flipped their head, you know, heads around. They say they didn't see it. This was already in reverse and going. It was just like It was in color. It looked like a person was just kind of grayed out. Green and black checkered shirt, overalls. Just looked like, you know, some old farmer dude. But balls up a couple weeks later. Got like a group to go out there, make it out to the house. Like, seriously, you can go in the back. This place has not been touched, probably. You know, it's been destroyed now, but hadn't been touched. Like, 60s furniture, clothes closet. You walk in the backyard, storm shelter. There's, like, old-ass mattresses with blood stains on them.
Oh, shit.
And there was, and they were in the floor, and then there were six chairs lined up against the wall, like wood chairs. And go in the house, and go up, looking through all their stuff, and there's a picture of six kids, mom and dad, you know, you're assuming, and the guy was wearing, of course, it was a black and white photo, but it looked just like the guy I saw.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, so when the kids broke out the Ouija board, my ass was out.
Okay, hell no.
But of course, nobody believed me because I was the only one that saw it. You know,
this reminds me of there's a group on Facebook called Abandoned Tennessee. You should check it out. Look it up if you if you're into like abandoned places. Yeah, they got. People post all the time abandoned places around Tennessee. So,
I mean, and I don't know. I'm gonna go on feelings when I enter places. I just, you know, just because it's abandoned, I don't doesn't mean it's haunted. But
no,
I think it's cool.
That's like the order that Yeti. There's a town up in Gatlinburg that's abandoned, but it's not really haunted.
Oh yeah.
When we were in Gatlinburg last time, I'm
that was the whole reason we was going to go to Gatlinburg one time. We got up there, and it was closed.
Yeah, they shut there because there's a road you can drive right out to it, but they shut it down during the spring bear mating season, basically, because the bears get more aggressive, and you're more apt to run into them out there, so they shut it down for safety.
Oh, well, I guess we should have looked into that or asked Yeti about it.
Yeah, we've been out there. We actually made it out there once, but we've been out there before, and it's been like the gates have been closed for the road and shit.
Yeah, I think, didn't you post some pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. And that's why I was like, shit, I looked it up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's haunted or anything. It's just something that rich people built in hopes to attract rich people for like a resort, and it just never took off, and they just let it go. They just, yeah. It wasn't it that kind of situation. It was like supposed to be a rich people resort or something.
Yeah, it was like a vacation town, basically. In it.
Yeah. But I guess it never took off or something happened and, you know, they just abandoned.
Yeah,
back
then I thought the mountain air was good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's before they fucking found out about seasonal allergies, I guess. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hell yeah.
You don't know how many people I see on the daily that are like, I never had allergies till I moved to Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennessee, oh man, that'll fuck your head up.
I had allergies before and I moved here and they just got worse.
Well, yeah. Well, I think we killed that right there. You got anything else to add, Yeti or Amy?
I will say that since we're moving into we're full on into spooky season, if you guys have some ghost stories, some experiences or whatever, send them our way, man. Send them to the email. Send message us on social medias. We'll put some together and share them. It'll be fun, man. get some of that, so that real world spookiness flowing, because horror movies and shit are fun. I you know, I love horror movies, but I also like hearing people's real experiences, man. I really dig that.
Yeah. Mm. That's what kind of got me into horror movies, really.
Cool.
Hearing ghost stories growing up. I mean,
I
did as a kid.
If you want to keep up to date with the, you go ahead and say it, but Gorgeous Ghouls, you can follow them on Instagram at, it's Gorgeous Ghouls, but it's spelled GoreGeousGhouls. So you can follow them on there. They're going to eventually start posting more.
Yeah. And you got any recommendations on
haunted location, abandoned location,
Wants that we should try out, or you'd like us to review? It's just a different kind of spin on things. It's kind of your girly girl haunters, and I don't think we're represented too much.
And hopefully soon they'll have the official logo, and they can get a shirt, some merch made, and all that good shit when the time comes. But yeah, so check out the Gorgeous Ghouls Dead on Arrival.
Do it.
The second video should be out before next week is up.
Maybe.
Too busy with the editing.
But yeah. How do we end this again? Oh, yeah, dick hair, y'all.
Y'all dick hair now.